that, I want to bring on our first speaker for the Monthly Momentum, which I think many of you know. I mean, Paula is just an icon in the industry. She's a diamond with Jeunesse, and really recruiting and growing is her expertise. So when we put these momentums together, we try and bring you the people who not only are the experts at what they're talking about, but it's also their passion. So first of all, Paula, it was amazing to see you at our Global Expo here. And how are you and Kathy doing?
Great. It was wonderful to be there. It was wonderful to be anywhere. But it was especially wonderful to be there and to be able to stay at the hotel and hang out with some of the other diamonds. And oh my gosh, what a great event. I mean, it exceeded whatever we thought it could do. I mean, we're doing all these Zoom calls and you say, how can we make something virtual seem so real? It was amazing. It was so real. It was very exciting.
I think we've also been able to film a lot of the different workshops. So we've also been able to add to our library. So now we have some really good information that people will be able to watch and re-watch for the rest of the year and into the future about how to build their business. So going back to grow like a pro or recruit, you know, how do you? I mean, this is where you are incredibly strong in your business at this. So how do you grow like a pro, or how do you become a great recruiter?
Wow, that's a great question. I think the first thing is a mindset, Lucy, and that is to realize that network marketing is a profession. It's not a hobby. It's not a lottery. It's a profession. And just like if you were going to be an engineer, or an interior decorator, a nurse, you go to school or you go learn how to do it properly. And it's important for people to take it seriously. And I was told early on, learn from the person who is where you want to be. And so I would try to follow the people who were at the rank or the pin level that I was striving to become. And I would just learn everything. I took lots of notes. I recorded so many things. I would have notebooks full of transcribed recordings. So treating it like a profession. And when it comes to the recruiting part, it's important to realize not only how to communicate with people properly, but how to filter, how to sort the right people. I mean, I just don't talk to anyone about the business. I'm looking for people with certain qualifications. I want people that are ambitious, self-starter, positive, coachable. I want people who I would want to hire or people I would want to work with in any job or any company that I would have. And I think that's a mistake a lot of people make, is that they just throw it out there to anyone. And, you know, when you do talk to someone, it's important that you appeal to what their interests are. What are they looking for? And how can we be the solution, or how can we help them get what it is in life they want, whether it's out of a job they hate, whether it's sending their kids to school, whether it's getting out of debt, whether it's maybe they want to travel. We need to know that. And we need to focus on that, because people are most interested in what's important to them.
So I was going to ask you about the biggest mistake, but I think it's probably more important to ask you, how do you sort people? Like, what kind of qualifications do you have when you're talking to someone? How do you identify somebody that you want to bring into your business?
I'm constantly on a fact-finding mission. I'm constantly asking questions. And just finding, you know, getting to know people. And, you know, for people that I do know, I know what their past is. I know that they're an achiever, or they're a self-starter. I know that they have a lot of desires, and that they don't just wish things to happen. They actually, you know, make effort to make things happen. And those are the kind of people I want, not people who everybody wants to be financially independent. Everybody wants to work for themselves. But it doesn't mean that everybody has the desire or the initiative to go after it. And so I look at people, the people I know, I try to pick out the people that really have shown a desire or an ambition, a self-starting. They're people that are positive, like I said. But people that I don't know, I have to ask questions. So I'm always on a fact-finding mission. You know, you're really good at your job. I bet you love it. And they tell me what they hate about it. And then I says, well, if you weren't doing this, what would you be doing? And then I find out more about them. I find out that they like to travel, or they like to fish, but they can't afford a boat, or they like to snorkel or scuba dive, but they're landlocked and they don't have enough vacation where they work so that they can go to these places. Or maybe I find out that they want to help their children go, you know, pay for college education, but, you know, they haven't been able to do that. Or maybe they lost their retirement fund and they really need an emergency retirement plan. And so once I know what they want, I never assume I can solve it, but I am a solution looking for a problem. So what I try to do is say, I might have a way you can do that or a way you can get out of this. I'm not sure, but why don't we set a time, a private time, uninterrupted time, where I can run an idea past you. And so I know that they're not only evaluating the business, Lucy, but they're evaluating me. And so I don't want to come across pushy, which is something a lot of novices do. They're pushy. They think they need people. You might need people, but you don't need any particular person. So you have to be able to have a posture that is cool, calm, collected, evaluating. I mean, if anything, they should be showing you why you should pick them. See, we have it backwards sometimes when we're new, and it's only through the education and learning from people who have done it that you can get it. You can get the perception correct.
So it sounds like you don't just tell everybody everything on your first call. It sounds like you ask a lot of questions and you get to really know that person. And then you do quite a few follow-up calls, even though you could probably sign them up on that first call. You choose to, you know, to stretch it out. What's the importance of doing that?
Well, imagine, let me give you an analogy. Imagine you went for a job interview and it was a Fortune 500 company. You really wanted this job. You practiced in your mind how you're going to answer the questions you're thinking that they might ask. You dress really nice and you go into this interview and you're sitting across the desk and you're really nervous. And they start to ask you some questions. And then all of a sudden they climb over the desk and they grab you by the collar and they say, please, please, please take this job. And you're thinking, you know, what's your first thought? My first thought would be, what's wrong with this company? I mean, why do they need me? And I would be backing up a little bit, you know? And that's the way some people build the business. They call them up and then they, you know, regurgitate everything all over the phone. And like, you know, like they need them. And, you know, it reminds me of when I'm at sometimes they have these shows, car shows. I love motorhome shows. And you go down the aisle and you feel like you're in the gauntlet because they're jumping out from everywhere to grab you. And, you know, that's their first impression of you. And, you know, I want their first impression or your invitation to them to see the business is really their first training. So it's important that you know, they might love the business, but they might think you're kind of weird or pushy or like you need them. And if anything, you should step back and be the interviewer and let them qualify to you. That's a professional.
Right. So that you are attracting them like a professional and they actually are interested in joining you because that part of your business is who you are as a person. So,
yeah. They want to be you and you're a reflection of your company. So you want to have a professional image for your company and a professional, image of yourself. I mean, for these people to evaluate. Yes.
And then just really quickly before we go here, are there any sort of books or podcasts or YouTubes that you can recommend for people so that they can get a little bit more information on how to recruit or how to grow their business?
Well, first of all, I think Jeunesse has some of the best trainings. And, you know, when it comes to books or podcasts or, you know, any kind of recordings, it's try to evaluate who you're listening to, you know, because there were so many people out there who could spout what to do, but had never done it. You know, in fact, I wrote a book years ago called Owning Yourself that Amazon has. And I only wrote that because I got so tired of people teaching other people how to do something they had never done. And so it's important, I think, to evaluate, has this person been successful? And if they have, yes, I want to listen to what they're doing because I know that they're teaching me proven things. Jeunesse has some of the most successful people, has amazing trainings. I would be absorbing as many as I could. And, you know, when you look at tools, you think of tools like videotapes. I mean, not video. I mean, I'm talking about streaming videos that you have. I'm thinking of some of the Share Jeunesse videos that we have, amazing tool. I think I was on Longevity TV last night watching Dr. Amsel, amazing stuff. And I send that out to people when they're interested in a certain product because it's so good and he's so articulate. But you know, some of the other tools in this business are promo. I mean, how many people can talk to people about, hey, how would you like to travel? How would you like to go to Cabo St. Lucas with us? How would I do that? Well, let me run an idea past you. You know, another tool would be, you know, a certain product. I mean, this aloe product that they're looking to introduce, I mean, there are companies who only have that, and they have been so successful. I mean, I think it's a game changer product. So, I mean, I'd be striking up conversations about any kind of digestive issues, travel, anything that I thought that would make people, how about earning, how would you like to get earn your Christmas money by the end of October? How would I do that? Well, here, let me show you this promo we've got, and join me, and we can run side by side, shoulder to shoulder, and I'll help you earn that money. So, I mean, these are tools too. I mean, you give us so many tools, Lucy. Jeunesse really, really does an amazing job.
Well, I think that Dennis and I are both very fortunate to be able to work in the global department where all we have to do is come up with promos and exciting ideas to help you guys grow. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Paula. You know, we love you and appreciate you. And hopefully I will see you at one of the next expos when you come down to the headquarters.
I can't wait. Thank you for having me on.